August 9, 2002, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show, August 9, 2002. At some new J. Mascus in the Fog, the title song. Well, it ain't the title song. He's got a new CD made as pad, and it's called Free So Free, and there's like three songs with free in the title. So that one's Freedom, I think. I believe. I can't recall exactly, because he just wrote for Watt, New Fog. But I remember him sending me a thing with the tunes names, and I got to find that, print it, and put it on there.
So you're going to have to learn that one for another tour?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to play with him in a couple weeks in Belgium. Oh, cool. But all Stooges with the Ashton Brothers. And he was talking about, see, he doesn't want to tour yet because it's only going to come out in Japan and Europe right now. He hasn't decided how to put it out in the U.S. yet. So when he does, hopefully I can have time. I told him I'd be free this fall because I ain't going to tour this fall. I'm going to wait. This tour went too far into the summer. It'd be too close anyway, you know, and I want to make sure I get the record done this time.
There's some folks from Japan here.
Come on closer, Brother Matt.
There's folks from Japan here last week, and they're Watt fans, so they're looking forward to you heading back.
I think
over
you got to get over here, bro. I screwed up and forgot the mixing board, so we can't have two mics, so me and Brother Matt have to share on this one gooseneck.
Every show's an adventure.
Yeah. We start off the show, of course, with John Coltrane, like every Watt from Peter show, and it was Your Lady off of, Birdland? Live at Birdland, John Coltrane. Did I say about last time about all that stuff they found? Like Alice has 60 or 70 hours.
Yeah.
Some cat's got some practice tapes from late 50s. And there's some gig stuff. I mean, there's over a couple straight weeks worth of listening.
Wow.
But Alice, I heard that Alice is going to release it slow. Like over 20 years or something.
Keeping it fresh.
Yeah. I'm going to play some John Coltrane now. Not him playing, but Nels Klein, Greg Bendian revisiting their experiment with Interstellar Space, something from June 2000, live at the Bottleneck here on Watt from Pedro Show.
For those of you who haven't heard the spiel, we basically play the entire Interstellar Space record by John Coltrane and Rashid Ali. We do it out of humility, dedication, and inspiration. So please enjoy, and once again, thank you.
Thank you. institution's getting thirsty. Drying up from all the orphan geniuses. Strokes to strike your wrist instead of fighting sin.
Watt from Pedro Show. Well, folks, I blew it there. In fact, I didn't even cue up the next record. That was supposed to be Mojo Nixon, but screwed up. It was song 12, but the wrong CD. That was The Return of the Idiot with Thoughts of a Genius. Before that, we had Frat Boy from Anti-Scruntification, or ASF. No, I think they're called a Sure Fuck.
Yeah, one of the, that was right on the guy's face, right? The guy with the
unit. Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's the name of the band. No. There's, maybe that's the name of the record, and not the name of the band. Yeah, because it says ASF on the top of the label. Whatever, that was Frat Boy. And I had to restart the song because somehow the needle skipped over and started in the middle, and those cats deserved the whole tune. So went and redid it there. Oklahoma band, and what'd you say on the label, Brother Matt? 85, huh?
Yeah.
So, God, maybe I got that one of the last Minutemen tours, it must have been. You know, cats give me records. And I dig people with gumption on their journey to find their own inner voice, and love playing that stuff on Watt from Pedro Show.
So start you uncover some old stuff when you move.
Yeah, I must have. Well, ASF or Anti-Scruntification. No, look, ASF. That is their name because it says ASF would like to thank Flipside, Kathy D, Lepers. Oh wow. Mitz, Tracy's mom, Leslie's mom, Sarah's mom, maybe they're all girls. Glenn, Amy, Razor, Stacy, Olga, Perry, Skate Betty, Chris, Stay Wet, Jane and Jeff, and no thanks to Officer O'Connor for the concussion. Well, I must have been some prick out of line. Drunk on, yeah, it's got Ronnie Regan. Mid-80s, you know. Before that was Raspberries, Ohio band. Go all the way. I thought it was funny. I don't know how that 45 was in my stack, but it humored, it made me laugh, so I went for it. We started with Nels Klein, Greg Bendian. Two G's in Greg Bendian. Let me get that right. With the Interstellar Space, you visited live at the Empty Bottle in Chicago, June 10, 2000. Thank you, Nels. He's out playing with somebody right now. He just recorded on the new Blue Man record. And I'm going to do something with him and Kevin from the Geraldine Fibbers, November 14th. Savage Republic's going to do a reunion at the Shit Factory in Hollywood. By the way, I'm going to be there on September 5th, too, with the second man for the fundraiser. KXLU, favorite station. I'm going to help them out. I've done a lot of things for them, and they call me up and ask me. Their fundraiser is going to be at PAD for some reason, and I was the first cat they called.
Awesome.
I said, of course, of course. Tonight I'm doing a benefit here in Pedro for the elders, Native American cats, who do their solstice thing here by practice pad.
That's coming up in September?
Or no, it's tonight.
But the elders are there?
Solstice.
Oh.
When is that?
Like,
it is in September.
Yeah, September
20th. 21st. Yeah. It varies, but it's somewhere like in the third week of September. We got Hell Cows here, but it's not queued up, so it might take a little time for it to play. Watt from Pedro Show.
Yeah. my records. They won't tell me when I can drink and what I can drink. They want to ban drugs and sex and everything. People want to have a lot of rules. A lot of rules and regulations. But listen up. Listen up, Mr. Rules and Regulations. I ain't gonna obey it! That's right, man. I ain't gonna do what you say. Oh, you can put me in jail. You can kill me. You can execute me. But you can't kill rock and roll, man. Say another damn thing. I ain't eating no more fucking McDonald's either. I ain't gonna eat it no more. I ain't gonna eat it because it don't taste good. You know what? McDonald's, you kiss my butt!
I'm down here, brother, man. Mark, question two. That's a sweater.
It's a great big hairy bug. Got a dingleberry hair.
That's almost a Park Western.
No,
Park Western is.
You know, people say, Mojo, you're always complaining about everything. Why don't you vote in the election? Why don't you become involved in the electoral process? Oh, yeah. Vote for Clinton, Mojo. It's going to make everything nice and new and neat. We got one fool. Just as big a fool as the other
fool.
Yeah,
I was riding my bike back.
Ain't nothing changed.
48.
Same fools riding around in the black cars. We still riding around on the subway. Riding around in the bus. We riding around in a 1978, you know, 1978 El Torino or some damn thing. Leaking oil. We ain't got no money. Got to pay taxes. Everything's screwed up. I ain't going to take it no more. I'm going to start an armed insurrection. I'm going to go to the hills of West Virginia, and I'm going to liberate some guns from a National Guard armory. And I'm going to start armed revolt, because at some time in the course of human events, it becomes necessary to disassociate yourself from ties that bind. I'm going to break
them
ties.
They were arguing this shit, and they came in the post office, and that's when she
bust them up.
Had nothing to do with the post.
So there I am, standing around a campfire in the hills of West Virginia, cats, you know. And the flames are shooting up high. And I happen to be the head of the Armed Insurrection Rebel Alliance, and I'm gonna sing our brand new national anthem that goes something like
guy
this.
Guy was hiding under some bushes for like
you
hours.
Can't kill me, I will not die, not now, not ever, no never. Wow, I'm gonna live a long, long time. My soul is on forever. Kill the spirit of rock and roll, baby!
Money flows, surplus, and we'll hayride.
Watt from Pedro show. God damn, the mic was on.
The whole time?
I don't know.
Oh,
oh fuck. Well, hey. Clams galore. Brother Matt. Oh, God. Anyway, that was Meat Puppets Liquefy. It was supposed to be on my machine, but I put the wrong number. A lot of clams on the show. Where is my mind? I don't have my mind on my mission. Gotta have better together. Before that, Mojo Nixon, which was supposed to be on the other one, right? Another set of songs. Tie my pecker to my leg. Although he never says that, does he? He's talking about being free to drink and everything. And, you know, a lot of folks thought he was my brother. He gave me a pin of a bass fish that I had on a flannel. But it was a trippy flannel. It was from Pakistan. And what must have happened was they're put together in components, maybe. A shirt part and then there's sleeves. And because one sleeve matched the shirt, but the other sleeve was way too big. It was like I could have stuffed my leg in it. Hey, there's some knock-knock. Here at the Love Grotto, right? Pleasure Point, San Pedro, somewhere west of the Continental Divide, north of the equator. Oh, hi, Talia. We're going to have DJ Talia later. Richard Derrick's here with some D. Boone stuff, too. But we'll get to that. First, some wipers.
Okay, people, if Orwell was right, we're all going to be targets. We're all going to be targets. We're all going to be targets. We're all going to be targets.
Thank you.
Okay, Watt from Pedro Show, coming at the end of the first hour here, August 9th, 2002 edition. That was Slater Kinney on their new record, Hollywood Ending. Started with some Live Wipers, Mistaken Identity, or ID. It's abbreviated on the thing. It's from the box set. Look, the mic was on. And I want to apologize. I don't know how long it was on. Hopefully it didn't go over much of the music. If it did, I'm sorry. Lo siento. What?
You're at 57.
57. Yeah, but three. Brother Matt likes to make me work it out in my mind how much time we have left before the hour's up. I'm going to play a couple songs next hour and then let Brother Matt do Spin Cycle. Then, I guess Richard will play some of the D. Boone stuff you have. We'll come back with, I think it's part 7, Fourth Tower of Inverness. Then, a session with DJ Talia. And some Watt stuff to put it in the fridge. Speaking of which, goodbye, chick. Had a bad year, and then finally, he couldn't.
Yeah, at least he got a ring.
Yeah, his mind was sharp. He's that old and still kicking like hell.
Yeah.
I mean, this year he heart surgery and then break a hip and then break his head.
Yeah. How many years is he married? 62.
Oh, March.
I think he did 3,338 games.
Wow, I got the record
in a row. Oh, yeah, with his little things like wrap around and
yeah.
Cooper Loop. Well, if it was Welt days. It was his Kareem days, wasn't it?
No, 33 in a row. That was Jerry Webb. Oh.
Wow. I remember he made like a rap one when Coop was in it because he said Cooper Loop.
He did Bowling for Dollars.
Yeah, somebody I know, Pop was on that. Maybe Tim Ziegler. Or he tried out for it. I met his wife. She was selling calendars in the tunnel.
Oh, yeah, Marge.
And with Coop's wife and Jamal Wilkes, Keith Wilkes. They're wives.
Silky.
They're sitting there.
Like
yeah,
CTA.
So they're sitting there at the table selling calendars. Good old days.
Big sales.
I don't know if we're going to see that Staples Center.
I met Chicky at the... I went to audition for Globetrotters. A wide open audition, cattle call, and I came in third place. But Chicky was there. You got to do a little. I just wanted to hear myself booming out of the forum system, ladies and gentlemen. That was cool. Chicky was there. I came out, did a little spiel.
Big boom.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the end of the first hour. Watt from Pedro Show. August 9, 2002, a summer thing. We're closing in on it. August 9, 2002. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
wisdom.
Brother Matt, and I know Mike Watt is doing the Watch from Pedro show here at the Wild Kingdom, live in the Love Grotto, and it's time now for the Spin Cycle.
I leave the 20th century with no regrets.
anyway, now I'm full automatic and with a computer.
nothing like those kids, really. They really feel what they love. They really feel they're not playing with it, you know what I mean? I've seen people say, like, oh, I like this kind of music, but their hearts are not in it. But you can see their hearts written on their face. And then I look down at their face, it's like a magic coming out of their face, you know, like, talk about soul, bro, that's what soul is all about.
difficult, Jim.
I'm ready.
Thank you.
招呼，见到没有走呢，不要下周给地做墙，要给地破烂，要酿造你必须做墙。
mic was off. The switch was turned on off.
What do I do when I'm not talking?
But I didn't know that, and I slid it up. So there was some silence there, sorry. Just par for all the clams this show. Brother Matt, thank you for your installment of your spin cycle. That was some cool spins. This is from England. It's The Dishes.
Thank you.
Okay, there's D Boone, live, Lhasa Club, 1985, with Plight, and before that a Creedence cover of Don't Look Now. We were just discussing how much different Plight is there than how it was with Minutemen, like on What Makes a Man Start Fires. But then, there's no bass or drums. So it's different.
It was right there.
I mean, if you heard the tune, you know that when D. Boone sings, it was all bass and drums, and then he would play lead guitar, and you can tell in that version there, he didn't play any lead guitar. And he also was playing while he was singing. So, it's different. Richard, why don't you come over here? This is Richard Derrick. He wants to talk about this record that's going to come out next year with D. Boone's. Here, go over right there with D. Boone's stuff. Yeah. Here you go, Richard.
You ain't got a hold of
it. Okay.
Just talk.
Hi. I have put together a collection of recordings I made back in the period between 1984 and 85 with D. Boone and Crane, who you all know. And then we're going to be putting it out hopefully early next year. I'm not sure fully of the details yet, but you know, you can just keep a look on hootpage.com and you will know about it from there for sure. The collection has some living room and party jams, some informal, just plain, not really songs, just having a good time. A few songs, as you heard from his acoustic set at the Lhasa Club in June 84, and many other nifty things. And that's pretty much it, I would think. We got to say about it for now. Wouldn't you agree?
What's the idea behind it?
Just the idea. The idea was, Well, how it happened? Pardon me? No, yeah. Well, I had to think about this for a second. Like what? Well, what it was back in the days. This is going to sound kind of unrelated, but stick with me. You're gonna see what happens. Back in, I guess it was 97, 98 when El Nino hit, and it was raining pretty much every night in January and February, I decided to give myself an indoor project. So I went through my whole collection of recordings that I've been making since forever, old four tracks from the early 80s, et cetera, just different things, different cassettes, different, you know, a couple hundred hours of stuff just sitting around. I finally had to decide what it was and what, you know, what was worth keeping. I hadn't heard it in so long myself. I didn't know. So I'm listening to it and deciding what to keep, what actually was trash. And I'm listening to these D. Boone tapes, and I'm realizing that they were on a normal bias cassettes, and they really should be transferred over to something like DAT or just something a little more permanent. So as I was doing it, I started listening to it thinking, you know, there's something in here that I think people would enjoy hearing. And that's how I got to that.
Thanks, Richard. Here's Tom Watson, Path of Least Resistance. Sorry, we had to fade on that there because we're at coming to the end. The second hour of August 9, 2002 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. That was Banyan live at Deep Piazzas in Long Beach, July 13, 2002, last month. Almost got Nell's tune, New Old Hat, or Old New Hat, I can't remember the title. And before that, Tom Watson, Path of Least Resistance. Ahead of that was a spiel by Richard about his project with those old D. Boone tapes. It's going to be out next year. And right after Brother Matt's Spin Cycle was The Dishes with Fred Victor's Mission. Brother Matt's Mission. Stay tight, third hour. We'll have part seven, third tower. Inverness, fourth tower. Third hour of the August 9, 2002 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. And here's part seven of the fourth tower of Inverness.
Dusk is gently settling upon the hills and pines of Inverness. The dark shadows creep across the ground. In the gathering dusk, the face of the old mansion seems to turn into a shallow, death-like gray. The structure creaks and groans like an old wooden ship until it finally settles down for the evening silence. Somewhere an owl hoots. Jack, Dr. Missoula, Chief Wampum, and that old far-seeing Art have returned from the mouth of the dragon's cave where they've strung giant rolls of Dr. Missoula's dragonfly paper. They've all gone inside to tell stories and relax with a glass or two of port. But Jack lingers behind, outside the mansion, his keen ears listening intently to a familiar song being sung by an unfamiliar voice.
Angel baby, wah wah.
Hmm. That's coming from the carriage house. I think I'll take a look. Hello. I'm Jack Flanders. Well, it's quite a car you have there. Mercury, is that right? Well, you've certainly kept it in fine condition. It's raked, I see. It's a beautiful car. Candy apple red, is that the color? Hmm? Yeah, well, Fender skirts, too. And a chrome swan hood ornament. Buick portholes. Hey, you mind if I take a look under the hood?
Yeah, I mind.
Oh. Well, I haven't met you before. You must be Wham Bam Shazam.
Yeah, that's right. So what?
I'm Jack Flanders.
So?
Well, I heard you singing an old familiar song.
So put me in jail.
Well, I was just wondering if it was a favorite of yours.
What's it to you?
Listen, you scrawny little punk. The last time I heard that song, some drooling idiot was trying to slice me up with a meat cleaver.
Why didn't you say that in the first place, mister?
Well, I think you know something about it.
You want to talk to old Art. He knows about everything going on around here.
Right now, I'm talking to you.
That's a great way to relate. Coming on like my parents.
Look, when I first stepped in here, the hostility coming off you was so thick I could...
Cut it with a meat cleaver? Yeah, so I have a love affair with a 49 Moyne. So what?
Okay. Look, what I wanted to ask you about was...
You want a beer?
Yeah, sure.
I got a cola out here. Here you go.
Thanks.
Yeah, you need a choice key. Here.
Thanks. You know, I thought everything was twist top nowadays.
You can still get the others.
Hmm. Well, look, what I want to know about is the fourth tower.
What fourth tower?
Inverness.
There's only three towers, man.
Yeah, I've heard that one before, man, but I saw a fourth.
Where?
The north side of the house.
That's a good place, since it's got one on every other side.
You mean you've never seen it, then?
Nah, I don't see much of anything.
But you've heard about the fourth tower.
Yeah, I read about it.
Really? Where?
Some book written by some old dude. Old Art's got it now.
Oh. Well, what did it say?
I don't remember too much. Something about it appears now and then, but only a couple of people can see it. And you gotta be careful. If you try to get inside, because it's dangerous, it'll swallow you up. And you probably won't ever come out again. And you know I never saw it, so it wasn't that interesting anyway.
Hmm. And you think old Art's got the book?
Sure, probably.
Hey, wait a minute. What about that song you were singing? Is there a jukebox sealed away up in the fourth tower that plays by itself just before some accident is about to occur?
According to the old writings, every now and then some cat will come along and see the tower. But the accidents will increase until he figures out how to get into the thing. Then they cease. Until whenever it's time to start the cycle over again, in search for another victim to sacrifice.
Sacrifice? Hey, are you serious?
Yep. I'm dead serious.
Jack Flanders has met the teenager, Wham Bam Shazam. Wham Bam has related a story he read that mentioned the non-existent fourth tower. This book, according to Wham Bam, is now in the West Tower, in the possession of that old, far-seeing Art. Jack climbs the stairs to the West Tower, where lives that old Art. He raps on the trapdoor.
Who's that rapping at my trapdoor?
It's me, Jack.
Oh, Jack, come in. Come right in. Well, you finally come for a visit, huh?
That's right. Huh. Say, this is really fine up here.
Yes, it's a clear night tonight. You can see for a million miles.
Wow, it's almost like an observatory. Must be something living up here, surrounded by stars.
Oh, it gets you thinking.
Yeah, I guess it does. You know, I remember as a kid standing on a hilltop on a night like this and... I'm just looking out at the universe.
Yeah, it's enough to take your breath away.
Sure is. Makes me feel pretty insignificant.
Yep. Kind of puts things in their proper perspective, huh?
I guess so.
Can you hear the sound?
What sound?
Well, it's high-pitched, like 100 crickets chirping. It's kind of like ringing in your ears.
A constant high pitch?
Yeah, that's it. The Ohm sound, the sound of the universe.
Oh, so that's the Ohm sound.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. You said you could hear other sounds, too.
Yeah. There's two or three others that are coming in that weren't there before. These are coming from way off. Probably somewhere in the center of the universe. I expect that's what's bringing on this whole thing you're going through right now. Especially this country. A lot of spiritual things becoming part of everyday talk.
I thought you people had cut yourselves off from the outside world.
Oh, well, it's all there in the air. Just like radio waves, all you gotta do is know how to tune in on it.
Hmm, that's interesting. Say, I was talking to Wham Bam Shazam, and he said you had a book that had something in it about the fourth tower.
Oh, Lady Jaws got it now.
Oh, okay. What's the piano I keep hearing?
It's the Madonna Vampiro. A piano's an upright set in the walls near the base of the tower. It comes echoing up the shaft. Anyway...
And that old jukebox that plays before an accident is about to occur.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear it from up here?
Oh, yeah. She seems to float in the air, that music.
You don't think it comes from one of the towers?
Nope. But she just seems to float in the air up here. Yep.
Tell me something, old Art.
Yep.
Is everyone here, in Inverness,
yep,
in their right mind?
Oh, totally mad, every last one. What do you expect, living on this mountain, shut off from the rest of the world? Well, the servants, they go into town for supplies. None of us do anymore.
Why not?
Don't need to. You smoke?
Smoke what?
Tobacco.
Oh, not anymore. Not since I read the Surgeon General's report.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see you can roll a cigarette with one hand.
Sonny, I can roll a cigarette with two left toes in the tornado. I used to smoke a pipe, but one day out in the desert where I prospected, severe sandstorm rose suddenly, and I crouched down behind a boulder. When it had passed, I looked up and saw these two fierce, bloodshot eyes staring at me. And I looked again, and sure enough, a tiny horn-backed toad had leaped in my pipe bowl for shelter. And he was sitting on the hot ash there. He got his butt burned some, I suspect. Oh, he's hopping mad. And smoke, it weren't too tasty, no.
All right, let me ask you one other thing.
Yep.
You trim the hedges in the maze, don't you?
It's earplugs.
Hmm?
You need earplugs to go into that weird place.
What do you mean, weird?
Does things to your head. You start hearing things, you start seeing things. No, I don't like it none.
Well, what do you hear?
Well, it ain't too pleasant. There's weird voices. It gets your head going like in a spiral, round and round. You can't get out of it. And then you start to see creatures, and they're dancing and leaping about a fire. And you want to start to dance with them. I even saw, it was a thing like a demon, you know, with all these arms. And arms like, they're like spaghetti. Oh, they were coming out of it. It was a spider, a hairy, ugly spider, only with the head of a woman on it. And, well, you don't believe me, but that's just as well. I don't want to remember that. No, no.
But you've gone into the maze since then.
Earplugs. Good pair of earplugs gets you through about anything nowadays.
Do you mind if I borrow a pair?
What for? You ain't going out there now.
Look, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And let me borrow that flashlight of yours, too.
Well, that's about the most idiotic thing I ever heard. Well, you just make sure you don't remove them earplugs. Otherwise, you won't be around for me to say, I warned you. And that'd be a shame.
Okay, that's part 7 of Fourth Tower Inverness. And now, my pleasure. I hand it over to DJ Talia.
You have been selected as the first astronaut to explore the planet Mars. The countdown is progressing, and your spaceship is about to blast off on its voyage of discovery. Because of the incredible speed of your rocket, your trip is short. When your ship lands on the surface of Mars, you are greeted by a
Woo 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 wo
me for?
Word has grabbed my royal ear. Have a banana. That you want to stay in the jungle.
Stay in the jungle? I sure do.
Good. And old King Louie, Babadoo-bay-babadoo, that's me, can fix it for you. Have two bananas. Have we got a deal?
Yes, sir. I'll do anything to stay in the jungle.
Well, then, I'll lay it on the line for you.
Sur les mots, de monter crescendo, comme un pianiste fait un impro. Je reste flou et fais ce qu'il faut, tandis que je maîtrise la mélo. En alchimiste du ghetto, j'imprègne ma voix dans ton cerveau. Je me focalise sur la rythme, comme dans freestyle linguistique. C'est mon spirit que j'implique sur ce son mélancolique. J'augmente la pression, il reste en action malgré les braquettes psychiques qui captent les vibrations. Check l'intellect, check l'intellect. Lorsqu'on se doit d'être parfait, l'osmose se doit d'être parfait. Check intellect, l'osmose se doit d'être parfait, l'osmose se doit d'être parfait. Check intellect, l'osmose se doit d'être parfait, l'osmose se doit d'être parfait. Abstract hip hop, yeah, oh yeah. Je me dois de garder l'esprit fort, faire abstraction de mes remords, ne pas plonger aveuglément dans ce qui pourrait me faire du tort. Je porte en moi la flamme qui réveillera ton âme. Plus loin, plus fort, plus haut. Je remonte le niveau.
There is the word unrehearsed, hungry for truth, that I was found in the poetry scene. Without a musical backstop to make your head get loose, cause it's the words we speak leaking messages to and from our youth. Poetry shows how verse is always fundamental. In case you're still confused, this is not an instrumental. Poetry shows how verse is always fundamental. In case you're still confused, this is not an instrumental. This is not an instrumental. There's an afro ready to bloom. Maybe's killing maybes and somebody knows why. In slavery we trust, complacent with nothing much. Eat your people's humanity. about your silly crew. In lieu of all the debt, there'll soon be nothing left. But because of things we charge the blind and the once deaf, lyrics are already outlawed on major radio stations. Conversations are a fantasy and there's a chocolate candy dang after the temptation. Follow me to where the music always plays. The bouncing ball is tripping because the world cares what you say. Lyrical police are unleashed as we try hard to say the least. So there's no such thing as silence before the peace. So there's no such thing as silence before the peace. Musical inflation on the rise, watch the voice increase. Keep me out your stores, I keep my poetry on the street. In my pants there is no crease. Academically elite, please take a seat. Welcome to the reality of the poor and the nameless. Too poetic to get famous. Stuck in a daily dose of zine, sitting on the broken knees of Uncle Raymond. Blame us, the hip-hop generation, for taking poetry back to where it started. Quarters of city blocks, rolling dice on a hill. In the alley in your aunt's basement, at a protest in Harlem, prepared to be killed. It was about politics and courage and the integrity of being an artist. Sowing your guilt, Scott, and the last poet still talk about it. From Japan to Motown, 7 miles to Fulton Street, there is a word unrehearsed, and I always found the poetry scene. Without a musical backdrop to make your head get loose. The words we speak, leaking messages to our youth. Poetry shows our verse is always fundamental. In case you're still confused, this is not an instrumental. My name is Grace and I'm married to hip hop. Fair in the slow sand, dirty around my knees, I draw with brown hands. Choke for air, breathe for no one unless a mic check. Turn off the light, raise my head, give the sun love. It isn't here yet. Reach in my pocket, watch the real clock with my eyes closed. I hear the chick, I grab my bit, at least that's how the story goes.
very.
No love. What do I get? No sleep at night. What do I get?
That's the Quads with Shut Down. Before that, Buzzcocks, What Do I Get? And we had quite a pleasant ride with Talia's, DJ Talia's little spin thing. That was trippy. Thank you very much. Brother Matt, too, for your spin cycle. Yeah, it's been a while, Talia. I think it's the fourth, huh?
Fifth.
Yeah, the fifth, right. The fourth one had to be redone. And Richard was talking about pleasant accidents, and, I mean, the mic was left on the whole show, and that was just ridiculous. That was not a pleasant accident.
Wait, so you could hear the
fireworks. Yeah, the firework, hearing the whole deal. Yeah. Motor mouth what?
On a very special watch
from the Gab show. Gabbing. Okay, Richard's gonna play us some more D Boone here. Here's something with him and Crane from a party behind this man who we are grateful is in Mexico most of the time. So you know, he comes back.
Yeah.
For brief periods or whatever. So here we are, D Boone from 1985 with Richard and Crane.
This is from another jam. Feel like dancing? No one's stopping you.
Thank you.
One dedicated to Frank Coleman. My God, when I was a chipper, taught me how to serve.
rabbi sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs.
Thank you, Bob. Gotta cut you because it's the end of another Watt from Pedro show, the August 9, 2002 edition. Brother Matt, thank you much. It's been Cycle. Richard Derrick, thank you for bringing the D Boone stuff. And you had some other stuff. We'll play it next time. Before that, we had Friole Negros, a Pedro band, singing about Royal Palms. Okay. See you next time, next week, maybe.
Cool.
Yeah. For another Watt from Pedro show.
Keep your powder dry.
Keep your powder.